Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. So it's a Sunday, which means we focus on the element of strategy that gets lost in our daily hustle and bustle, and that is reflection. So each week we dive into some regular review questions and one bonus question, but they're not your standard what went well, what didn't go so well, what's on deck for next week. So you might want to pause after each question and make some notes for yourself. So let's dive in. Question one, what took longer than expected this week? Thinking about what took longer than expected this week shows us not just the expected insights about our business, like how is our time management? Are we prioritizing correctly? How flexible are we being? But also a couple of not so obvious ones. First of all, it encourages us to look for the root cause of the inefficiency. What caused us to take longer? This could be we've got a process that's not working as efficiently as we'd like. We've got someone who needs to develop a skill, or something external is impacting on our business. Once we can find that root cause, we can look at how we can mitigate it so that we don't have that ongoing problem. If we're just running from task to task going, oh, everything's taking so much longer, but not taking a moment to think about why, we could miss something that could later on be a much bigger problem for our business. The other surprise impact that thinking about what took longer can have is that it gives you an opportunity to improve communication within your team and to encourage them to openly talk about things that are not all just high vibe positivity in the business. This encourages them to be more transparent with you when things aren't going well. It encourages them to understand that they have a collective responsibility as a team for how the business performs, rather than just thinking, oh, I can see something's not happening, but it's not my job. And this leads to more open communication, which boosts morale and productivity. Reflecting on this question is going to make you more proactive in your business. Okay, question two. If you could describe your company culture in just one word, based only on this week, what would that one word be? This is your chance to not just think about where do you want to get to with your culture, what do you want it to be in your business, but to think about what the path is from where you are to where you want to get to. If we don't keep a constant eye on culture, we can wake up finding ourselves in a very different situation than we imagined. Question three, where did you fail this week and what lessons did you learn from the experience? If you can get comfortable with failure in your business, it's going to encourage you to take considered risk and be more innovative. So the goal here is to look at everything with that experimental mindset. Everything is data, not a spiral into I am a terrible business person because I failed at this one thing. Question four, what feedback did you get this week from maybe a client, a team member, a peer, somebody you were partnering with, and how are you going to use that in future? Question five, did you use your resources the best way possible this week? Resources are your team, your time, your money, and your energy. It's okay, we hardly ever get this one spot on, but we want to be thinking about it proactively before little problems become big problems. Okay, this week's bonus question. How did your passion for your work reflect in your business this week? And you could be looking at things like the quality of your work. Did you deliver exceptionally for your clients? The things that we care about and we love to do, we tend to pay attention to, we tend to focus on, we tend to go above and beyond. Maybe you saw your teamwork get a boost because everyone was working on a project that they were super passionate about. When we're all collectively pulling in the right direction, we are better communicators, we share more ideas, and offer support to each other. Maybe you saw it in resilience. When you are passionate about that final result, it enables you to keep going, even in the face of challenge after challenge after challenge. Maybe you saw it in some innovation or creativity from yourself or from the team. When you're excited about a topic and you can't stop thinking about it, you often generate new ideas and out-of-the-box solutions to get there. When we're passionate about our work, either as an individual or as a team, it is a powerful catalyst for business success. So think about where it showed up last week and how you can keep that momentum going this week. Remember, as with every week, there are no right or wrong answers to these questions. The goal is just to create a regular practice of reflecting on your week across your whole business, so that we go beyond what worked, what didn't work, what are we doing next? This is going to help you spot patterns and give you insights that can influence the strategy and success of your business.